Get the perfect gifts for pets and pet lovers at Chewy. Save on presents for your pets, like food, toys, and treats. And for friends and family, we have e-gift cards to show how much you care. Find great gifts at great prices. Visit Chewy.com today.
Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Nikki, the board-certified family nurse practitioner, back in the house. I hope you're all well and you're preparing well for the holidays. In today's episode, I will be talking about ectopic pregnancy. Ectopic pregnancy is just a term that describes when a fertilized egg attaches itself to a place that is outside the uterus. So the uterus is also known as the womb, right? So when it attaches a fertilized egg, when it attaches to any other place outside the uterus, okay? And most times ectopic pregnancy occurs in the fallopian tube, all right? And sometimes they refer to that as tubal pregnancies, but most times you hear that an ectopic pregnancy is in the fallopian tube, all right? So as we know, pregnancy is designed to be in the womb, which is the uterus, right? So if it grows, if you have your pregnancy implanted somewhere else outside the uterus, that's a problem. So we want the pregnancy to be in your uterus and not anywhere else, like the fallopian tube, because those other places are not designed to grow, you know, a baby. All right, so when a fertilized egg is not in the proper place, it causes a lot of problems. It could be very dangerous and life-threatening, okay? So most people that have ectopic pregnancy, they do experience some typical signs and symptoms, and we'll go over that in a little bit, all right? So when you have an ectopic pregnancy, you need to do something about it, all right? So how you would know, or what are the signs and symptoms of ectopic pregnancy, all right? So we do have, the most common one is a sharp or stabbing pain, all right? Sharp or stabbing pain. It could come and go, all right? And it can vary in intensity, all right? So sharp or stabbing pain, and the pain could be anywhere from your abdomen, which is your stomach, to your pelvis, to even your neck or your shoulder. It could be anywhere, but it's sharp or stabbing, all right? And then we have vaginal bleeding. Yes, that's another very important one. Vaginal bleeding, it could be very heavy, all right? Or even lighter than your normal period. All right, of course, when you're pregnant, you're not supposed to be seeing, you know, you're not supposed to be having any bleeding, right? Normal pregnancy, you're not supposed to be having any bleeding, or, you know, you're not supposed to be menstruating. But then you, when you're pregnant and you see that you're bleeding and you have vaginal bleeding, or it's, you know, and it can be heavy, as I said, or lighter than your normal period, all right? And then you have sharper stabbing pain, that's a sign that there's a problem. There's a problem, all right? It needs to be checked out, especially when you are pregnant and you have these symptoms that I'm going over. All right, so we have vaginal bleeding, we have stabbing or sharp pain, all right? As I said, it could vary in intensity, and it could occur in your abdominal area, pelvis, and it could go somewhere else, you know, because sometimes the ectopic pregnancy could rupture as well. So it could cause pain somewhere else, all right, like your neck or shoulder. All right, and then we have GI symptoms. So GI symptoms, gastrointestinal symptoms, you know, you can start having them with the ectopic pregnancy. And then you may start having, you know, dizziness, weakness, and faint spells, all right? All right, so it's important when you notice any of these abnormal symptoms to report it to your, you know, family physician or practitioner or OBGYN ASAP. Very, very important, because as I said, this is life-threatening. It could be life-threatening, all right? So you have to report this to your doctor and do not delay at all. All right, so as I said, sharp pain, you need to report it, and vaginal bleeding, okay? So what are the causes of ectopic pregnancy? A lot of people want to know. Yeah, so we know that research has shown that about 1 out of 50 pregnancies will be ectopic pregnancy, all right? So what are the causes of ectopic pregnancy? We have previous surgery, all right? So if you've had any kind of previous surgery in your pelvic area or in the tubes, it can increase your risk of having ectopic pregnancy. So because if you have previous surgery in your pelvic area or on the tubes, it can cause adhesions, all right? So you can increase your risk of having an ectopic pregnancy. Of course, if you also have scar tissue, all right, from a previous infection or surgical procedure. If you have scar tissue from a previous surgical procedure or a previous infection, it could also cause you to have an ectopic pregnancy because it may kind of obstruct the fertilized egg's movement or the movement of the egg to the right place, which is your uterus, your womb. So it may end up in the fallopian tube. All right. And then we have infection, as I mentioned before. We still have some people have infection of the fallopian tube. Some people have infection, inflammation of your fallopian tube, and it could cause the fallopian tube.
Isn't it time for Celebrity Cruise's biggest Black Friday sale? Drinks, Wi-Fi, and tips are always included. Plus, book by November 28th to get 50% off your second guest cruise fare and get up to $300 to spend on board. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Celebrity Cruises. Journey safe. Journey wonderful. Offer applies to select sailings. Additional restrictions apply. Visit celebrity.com for details. Ships registry Malta.
To become blocked, all right, partially or entirely blocked, all right. So those are the causes of ectopic pregnancy. And then of course, if you have abnormal growths or birth defect, it could also lead to the structural changes, all right. So structural changes in the shape of your fallopian tube, in the shape of, you know, some structures down there, all right, or in there rather. All right, so those are the causes of ectopic pregnancy, some of the causes of ectopic pregnancy. So who is at risk of having ectopic pregnancy? Similar to what I mentioned before, if you've had previous abdominal or pelvic surgeries, all right, if you've had endometriosis, it could increase your risk of having an ectopic pregnancy. If you smoke, if you are undergoing fertility treatments, or you're using certain types of fertility medications, it could increase your risk of having an ectopic pregnancy as well. And then if you've had a previous ectopic pregnancy, you're at risk of having another one, right? Or your increased risk of having another ectopic pregnancy if you've had one previously. All right, and then maternal age of between 35 and 44. So when you're older and you're trying to have a baby, you may be at risk of having an ectopic pregnancy, okay? And then if you've had several induced abortions, if you've had abortions, you can be at risk of having an ectopic pregnancy. And as I said before, scar tissue, adhesions can make you at risk of having ectopic pregnancy, all right? And then some people, they've reported that maybe they had, maybe they had tubal ligation in the past to prevent them from having to get pregnant, right? So they've had tubal ligations in the past that they don't want to have any more children, and then they end up getting pregnant and the pregnancy became an ectopic pregnancy, all right? Or some people, they've also reported that they had IUD device put in to prevent them from getting pregnant, and then all of a sudden something happened and they got pregnant, and now, you know, they're kind of shocked that they're pregnant because they had this IUD put in, and or they had a tubal ligation, and then the pregnancy of course did not go into the right place, which is your uterus then or womb, and it went and got implanted in the fallopian tube instead. All right, so those are the those are the people that are at risk of having ectopic pregnancy. All right, so how is it diagnosed? Yes, as I mentioned before, the signs and symptoms, they're pretty much there. So when you have any of these abnormal symptoms, you need to report it to your doctor ASAP to prevent any complications or anything of that sort. So please report your abnormal symptoms to your doctor. It's better to be safe and sorry. If you're having vaginal bleeding, if you're having sharp or stabbing pain, you need to report it to your doctor ASAP. And then, as I said, GI symptoms as well. All right, so how are you going to be diagnosed? When you report your symptoms to your doctor or your physician or your OBGYN, they'll probably do like an examination for you. They will ask you, you know, definitely questions. You give them a brief history of what's going on, how long it's been going on, and your symptoms, and then they can do probably a pelvic examination to see, you know, what's going on there, trying to feel for any kind of abnormality in your abdomen. You know, they check for a lot of things, so they do a pelvic exam, check you out. They might also order some imaging to see what's going on with the you know, with you down, you know, in there. So they may do ultrasound to determine if you're even pregnant, or to determine if the babies in the uterus or not, all right, or whether your womb has a developing fetus or not, all right. And then they can also do blood tests. So blood tests such as you know, they do a lot of blood tests, and then they would do HCG levels also. It's very, very important, because if it's lower, there's a reason to suspect that you have ectopic pregnancy, all right? So if your HCG level is lower than expected, that's a reason to suspect ectopic pregnancy. So everything combined will point us in the right direction to know what's going on with you, all right? So, and as I said, I may do some other blood tests just to be able to reach that conclusion of what's going on with you. And then what are the treatments? So finally, if the doctor confirms that you do have an ectopic pregnancy, what is going to happen? What is going to happen? Because you need a plan, right? So treatments can vary from giving you medication to surgery, all right? So treatment can vary depending on what's going on and all that. So treatments include medication, and then if the tube, your fallopian tube, if the baby's there and it has become ruptured or too stretched, they may have to remove it. So you may have some part of your fallopian tube or all of it removed. So most times, you know, one fallopian tube is probably damaged and they have to remove that tube, and then you have one more that you can still be able to get pregnant, you know, and normally just have a baby, all right, with one fallopian tube, all right? It's because you do need a fallopian tube to transport the egg, pretty much. So yeah, so as I said, they may have to remove some part of the fallopian tube that has been ruptured or damaged, and they may have to remove all of it, all right? So emergency surgery is necessary in that case if it has ruptured, all right? And then, as I said before, surgery, laparoscopic surgery under anesthesia may be performed, and it just involves the surgeon doing.
If you love hosting over the holidays, swap out your old HVAC filter with a Filtrete air filter. It can help clear away particles from all your holiday cooking. Look for Filtrete air filters at a retailer near you. Let's clear the air.
When, you know, surgery to remove the ectopic pregnancy and repair or remove the affected fallopian tube. All right, so if the fallopian tube is damaged and ruptured, they will have to remove it, as I said before. All right. Of course, if the ectopic pregnancy cannot be removed by LAP surgery, they will have to do another type of surgery, which is a laparotomy. It may be done, all right? Okay, so may need to be done. So what about recovering after you have an ectopic pregnancy, recovering future pregnancies and all that? Because a lot of people want to know, because they're pregnant and it ended up being an ectopic pregnancy, then what's going to happen? Am I going to be able to have a child, or I'm not going to be able to get pregnant anymore, or is this the end of my life, or what? All right, so as I said before, for future pregnancies, there, you know, this has to be discussed with your doctor. So they have to make plans for the future and be monitored. All right, so they will check your HCG level again. You know, it may have to be checked on a regular basis because you just want to be make sure that, you know, it's everything is going according to plan. All right, until they want to make sure that it reaches, you know, until it reaches zero, they will monitor your HCG levels if you do not have your entire fallopian tube removed. All right, so if your HCG level remains high, it could indicate that the ectopic tissue was not entirely removed. All right, so they might need to do surgery or medical management with a medication. All right, so they would just want to monitor your HCG level, recheck it on a regular basis until it reaches zero. All right, so as I said before, if your fallopian tube has been was ruptured or damaged and they had to take it out, you still have one fallopian tube. It does kind of reduce your chances of a successful pregnancy, but it's not impossible. All right, so it's not impossible. Your chances of having a successful pregnancy after an ectopic pregnancy is definitely reduced. We won't deny that fact, but everything depends on your history, everything depends on your medical history, and it depends on why the pregnancy was ectopic. You know, as I mentioned, there are many reasons that could lead to ectopic pregnancy, and of course if the fallopian tubes that have been left in place, you know, you still do have a kind of high chance of having a successful pregnancy in the future, as I said. So if one was damaged and they had to take it out totally, you know, then you have one, and you have about, research has shown that you have about 60% chance of having a successful pregnancy in the future with the one that is left in place. All right, so those are the things that I wanted to point out about ectopic pregnancy, and I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I was kind of short, but I was packed with very good information that you can pass over to friends and family, people that have had ectopic pregnancy before, or if you're scared about having ectopic pregnancy, or if you just want to know more about ectopic pregnancy. I hope you did benefit from this episode. So we did talk about what ectopic pregnancy is, which I said it's when a fertilized egg attaches itself in a place other than, you know, inside the uterus. Your uterus is your womb, so we want pregnancy to be inside your uterus, but when it attaches, you know, outside your uterus, then it's an ectopic pregnancy, and most times it affects it occurs in the fallopian tube. Okay, and that's also referred to as tubal pregnancy. All right, so we talked about signs and symptoms of ectopic pregnancy, which could include vaginal bleeding. Okay, all right, and then we said sharp or stabbing pain that may come and go and may vary in intensity, and we said that maybe in your abdomen, maybe in your pelvis, and it could go to other parts of your body depending on if the pregnancy has ruptured or not. And then we have talked about dizziness, we talked about fainting, we talked about weakness, we talked about GI symptoms. All right, and then I talked about you going to your doctor immediately, OBGYN, general practitioner. Just talk to your doctor immediately. Do not wait. Once you start having any of the symptoms, you need to get checked out because it may be life-threatening. All right, and then we talked about the causes of ectopic pregnancy. And as I mentioned previous surgeries in the abdominal or pelvic area or on the tubes that can cause adhesions. We talked about scar tissue from previous infection or surgical procedures on the tube that may obstruct eggs movement. All right, and then we talked about abnormal growths or birth defect that can result in an abnormal structural changes to your fallopian tube. All right, and then we talked about inflammation, we talked about infection of your fallopian tube that may cause your fallopian tube to be partially or entirely blocked. All right, so, and kind of like prevents the egg from going into your womb, which is your uterus, and then it will stay and implant itself in the fallopian tube instead of your uterus. All right, and then we talked about who are the people that are at risk of having ectopic pregnancy. We talked about people that have had people that have endometriosis, people that are undergoing fertility treatments or using fertility medications, people that have PID, which is pelvic inflammatory disease, people that have had previous abdominal or pelvic surgeries, and people.
You're the kind of person who makes a difference at work. So why not work on something that makes a difference? At Zooks, we're looking for collaborative, inquisitive people who can help us achieve our mission. Safer, cleaner, more enjoyable mobility for everyone. Come build the future at Zooks. Find out more at zoox.com/careers.
People that have had previous ectopic pregnancy, and of course maternal age of about 35 to 45 years old, and also if you've had several induced abortions, or you've if you get pregnant after you've had tubal ligation or IUD in place. So that can increase your risk of having an ectopic pregnancy. And we talked about how it can be diagnosed. So as I said, you talk to your doctors about your symptoms and they go over your history, PHI or HPI rather, history of present illness, talk about when it started, what you're feeling, symptoms and all that, and then go over, do a physical exam, which could involve a pelvic examination to look at what's going on down there, and then they might do a lot of blood tests, and also check your HCG level, and also do like imaging, like ultrasound, to determine where the egg is, and if your uterus has fetus growing, or what's going on there. So we might do ultrasound to figure all that out. And then, as I said, HCG levels are very, very important when you're pregnant, all right? So if the numbers are a little bit low, it could give us an indication that you're having an ectopic pregnancy, right? If they're lower than expected. All right, so we talked about blood work also, blood tests, and then we talked about treatments. So treatments can vary, as I said, from use of medication. Generally, the medication of use is methotrexate medication. It allows the body to absorb the pregnancy tissue and may save the fallopian tube, depending on how far the pregnancy has progressed. All right, so it may save the fallopian tube depending on how far the pregnancy has progressed, and you may be given a methotrexate, all right? And as I said before, if the fallopian tube has been ruptured or damaged, they may have to remove part or all of it by surgery. So emergency surgery may be indicated. And then we do have two types of surgery, a LAP surgery, laparoscopic surgery, under anesthesia. They will use a laparoscope to kind of remove the ectopic pregnancy. And then if that is not possible, they will have to open you up and do a laparotomy, all right, to remove the ectopic pregnancy. And finally, we talked about future pregnancies. So yeah, if you've had an ectopic pregnancy, it kind of reduces your chances of having successful pregnancy, but all hope is not lost. If they removed one of your fallopian tubes, you definitely still can be pregnant with one, and things can go well with one, and you can get pregnant and have a successful pregnancy in the future. But everything is based on how everything works, medical history, as I said, and what happened, why you have an ectopic pregnancy in the first place. So the key to this is that please watch for abnormal signs and symptoms. Do not keep things to yourself. When you're having any abnormal symptoms, or you feel that you're pregnant and you're having vaginal bleeding, sharp or stabbing pain, you need to report that to your doctor ASAP. Do not delay. Do not self-medicate. Do not self-treat yourself. Go and get checked out. Let them do some tests. Let them find out what's going on, because early intervention can save your fallopian tube. All right. Okay, and then that would increase your chances or make it successful for you to have future pregnancies. All right, so I hope this helps, and I hope that you will tune in next time when I come your way again. Happy holidays once again. And as I said, this is Dr. Nikki, the board certified family nurse practitioner. Take care of yourself. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
When we keep Idaho students in classrooms, they have better physical and mental health. Help keep the student you love in school by getting them vaccinated if they're eligible. Make sure they wear a mask, frequently wash their hands, and stay home and get tested when sick. Our teachers and other school staff can also do their part by choosing to vaccinate, wearing a mask, and supporting other preventive measures. For more information on preventive measures, please visit coronavirus.idaho.gov or contact your child's school.